Om Shri Sai Ram. When the whole world is in celebration of the 93rd year of the advent of our Iraivan Shri Satya Sai, we, the Hero District Sai devotees, about 1008 in number, have gathered in this sacred Sai Kulwant Hall at his abode with prayerful gratitude as a part of the third Pavitra Pratiyatra from June 15th to June 17th of the year 2018 for a period of 3 days. Incidentally, this year happens to be the mark of 50th year of the commencement of Erode Samiti and 60th year of Bhajana Mandali under direct divine guidance of our beloved Swami. This holy occasion also marks the 12th annual sadhana camp of our Erode Past Balvikas alumni, which includes alumni of Sri Satya Sai University too, with the pure thought of involving all the Past Balvikas families in satsang who are united by the undercurrent of the love of our Mother Sai. More than a decade ago, in the year 2007, the Past Balvikas alumni from Erode district started the annual sadhana camp at Erode. What was started as a small effort has grown over years into what it is today, where all the Sai families across all the samitis and Balvika centers from the length and breadth of our Erode district and its regions take part, rejoicing the glory of our Iraivan Sri Satya Sai. It is heartening to know that the baton of the sadhana camp is passed on to the second, third, and so on to the generations of Balvika's alumni, which reinstates the faith that the sadhana camp will go on and on for eternity. As a part of this Pavitra Pratiyatra, we are presenting the drama Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam with a thrust on Bhajagovindam in Parthi style. As a part of this drama, we will also be enacting Iraivan Sri Satya Sai Jananotsavam. This presentation involves Balvika's children, youth and alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, totaling 108, a sacred number. Now, we present Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam.
Sairam. We, the youth and Balvika's children from Sri Satya Sai Organizations, Erode District, place ourselves at the lotus feet of our beloved God and Jagadguru, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the avatar of the age who descended down to save the humanity from the clutches of Adharma. Guru is the one who removes the ignorance and illumines the intelligence, who is not limited by attributes and not affected by appearances. He is free from prejudices and treats everyone with equal love. This is the love we all of us experience day in and day out with our beloved Lord, who is the Jagadguru and the Lord of the universe. We, the youth and Balvika's children, humbly offer at His lotus feet this drama entitled Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam.
Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dushtara Bhava Sagara
Yes, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, whom we all lovingly call as Swami, declares, I have come to light the lamp of love in your hearts, the universal unitary faith that makes the Atmic principle shine forth day by day with added luster. For that, he beckons all of us to meditate upon Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam, Dustara Bhavasagara Taranam. O mind, to cross the turbulent ocean of life, sing the glory of the divine preceptor and surrender at his lotus feet. Mind, Swami addresses the youth of today as mind. What Swami says for them? This drama, Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam, opens with the scene of a Balvikas class, where the Balvikas guru is discussing about the project work taken up by the third group Balvikas students on the theme Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam, which carries major thrust on the Adi Shankaracharya's Bhajagovindam.
Sai Ram Anna.
Sai Ram children, Sai Ram. Glad to see you all. It's heartening to know that you all are set to do your third group Balvikas project. The theme is Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam of our dear Lord and God, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. On this, let me tell you an episode from our Swami's life history. It would be heartening to see now the Satya Sai Jananotsavam as a part of the drama Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam.
Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dushtara Bhava Sagara Taranam Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dushtara Bhava Sagara Taranam
சத்யநாராயண சுவாமியுடைய வரப்பிரசாதமான என் பேர் எனக்கு சத்யநாராயண ராஜுன்னு நான் பேர் சொல்றேன்.
You all know that our Swami came in human form, where he chose Puttaparthi at Andhra Pradesh as his birthplace. He chose as parents Pitta Vengappa Raju Garu and Mother Ishwaramma. Right from his childhood, where he was named Satyanarayana, Swami emphasized on being righteous and would leave no opportunity to correct people, both young and the old, and bring them back to the right path.
Yes, Anna, that is his mission.
He chose to be with his parents and cobons until his 14th year. Thereafter, the time had come for the young Satya to detach himself as a part of his mission. One day in Uravakonda, he came back home from the school. As an 8th standard boy, he threw his books aside and sang Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam. This episode is being enacted by our Balvikas children now.
Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam Dushkara Bhava Sadar Taranam Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam Dushkara Bhava Sadar Taranam.
ஏன்பா தூக்கி போடுற?
நான் உங்களவன் இல்ல, மாயை விலகிடுச்சு. என் பக்தர்கள் என்ன கூப்பிடுறாங்க. நான் சங்கல்பம் எடுத்துக்கிட்டு வந்த பணிகளை ஆரம்பிக்கிற சமயம் நெருங்கி வந்துகிட்டு இருக்கு. நான் இனி ஒரு நிமிஷம் கூட இங்க இருக்க முடியாது, வரேன்.
நில்லு சத்யா, நில்லு. எங்கடா புறப்பட்ட?
தெளிவுபடாத குறிக்கோளை நோக்கி.
என்னப்பா எங்கேயோ போகுது உன் பேச்சு?
பரமாத்மாவை பத்தி பேசுனா உங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் புரியாது. என்ன தடுக்காத, ஏன் வழி எனக்கு.
பெரியவங்க பேச்சு அலட்சியம் படுத்தாத சத்யோ, அண்ணா பேச்ச கேளு.
பெரியவன் சின்னவன் சீமான் ஏழை ஆண்கள் பெண்கள் எல்லாரும் எனக்கு சமமே. இல்லத்தை உதறி செல்பவனுக்கு உலகமே இல்ல.
சத்யோ, சத்யோ, டேய் சத்யோ, என் பேச்சு கேட்க போறியா?
நான் என்பது அகம்பாவம். அகம்பாவம் விஷம் போன்றது, ஆத்ம ஞானம் அமுதம் போன்றது. அது முக்தி பாதைக்கு படிக்கட்டு.
போதுதா உன் வரட்டு வேதாந்தம். இந்த அண்ணனை விட்டு எங்க போயிடுவானு பாத்துறேன்.
என்னை அடக்கும் முயற்சியை விட்டுவிடு. என்னை யாரும் தடுக்க முடியாது. நில், எட்டு நில்.
சத்யம், அம்மா அப்பா உன்னை என் பொறுப்புல விட்டுட்டு போயிருக்காங்களா? மறுபடியும் உன்னை அவங்க கிட்ட பத்திரமா ஒப்படைக்க வேண்டியது என் பொறுப்புடா. டே, என் பேச்சக்கள், அம்மா அப்பா வர வரைக்கும் என்னை விட்டு போகாம இங்கே இரு. டே, என் பேச்சுக்கு எதிர்த்து நின்னியும் உன்னை பலவந்தமா உள்ள இழுத்துட்டு போயிடுவேன். தெரிஞ்சுதா?
நில், நான் யார் என்று உனக்கு தெரியாது.
டே, நீ எவனா இருந்தா என்ன? எனக்கு மட்டும் நீ என் தம்பி சத்யம்டா.
அது உடன் பிறப்பென்ற சம்பந்தம் இருந்த வரைதான். ஆனால் எனக்கு இப்போது பந்தம் சொந்தம் எதுவும் இல்லை.
மானச பஜரே குரு சரணம் துஷ்டர பவ சாகர தரணம் மானச பஜரே குரு சரணம் துஷ்டர பவ சாகர தரணம் குரு மகாராஜ் குரு ஜெய ஜெய சாயிநாத சத்குரு ஜெய ஜெய ஓம் நம சிவாய ஓம் நம சிவாய ஓம் நம சிவாய சிவாய நம ஓம் ஓம் நம சிவாய ஓம் நம சிவாய ஓம் நம சிவாய சிவாய நம ஓம் அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருண சிவ
Children, did you understand the declaration of Swami as young Satya?
Yes, Anna. Now we are even more interested to understand the significance of Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam in its totality.
Well, I appreciate that. You recall our Swami's emphasis on the triune theme. One must have the head of Shankara, heart of Buddha, and hands of Janaka to understand the philosophy of Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Incidentally, the youth of our samitis are enacting Adi Shankara's Bhajagovindam, which reflects the essence of Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. These youths have undergone the Sri Satya Sai Balvika system on human values right from childhood for a 9-year program like you all. Some of them have studied in Sri Satya Sai University also. This is one of the triune theme. The other two are heart of Buddha and hands of Janaka. Come on, let us all go for that presentation now.
Bharatiya Samskriti has been known to be ancient, eternal, rich and evergreen. But at times, the dead force of negative human tendencies have challenged this culture to its very foundation. The Bhagavad Gita says, it has been at such moments of crisis, avatars come down to save Mother Earth from so-called evil effects of adharma. Now let us hear from the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba on Bharatiya Samskriti.
Khanda khandam saras khyatina chinchina mahaniyulanu ganna matrubhumi khanda khandam saras khyatina chinchina మహనీయులను గన్న మాతృభూమి పాశ్చాత్య వీరుల పరద్రోలించియు స్వాతంత్రములు గన్న సమరభూమి సంగీత సాహిత్య శాస్త్రీయ విద్యలను దిశెక్కి చూపిన దివ్య భూమి చిత్రకళలతోడ చిత్రమైనట్టి భరత భూమి యందు జననముంది భరత మాత ధర్మ భాగ్యము కాపాద బాధ్యతను తను మీదే భక్తులార భరత మాత ధర్మ భాగ్యము కాపాడ బాధ్యతం తయు మీదే భక్తులార
The meaning goes thus. Bharat is the motherland of many noble souls who earned great name and fame in all the continents of the world. This is the land of valorous people who vanquished foreign rulers and attained independence. This is the land which excelled in music, literature and other fine arts. Having been born in this great land of Bharat, O youth, boys and girls, it is your sacred duty to protect its rich cultural heritage. The Mother India has produced illustrious avatars to act as beacon lights for ailing humanity and reinstate faith in the eternal values. Sri Shankaracharya, one such world teacher that India has produced, composed a number of hymns to foster bhakti in the hearts of humanity at large. One of these hymns is the well-known Bhajagovindam, also called Moha Mudgara. It contains the quintessence of Vedanta and rips open the veil of man's self-deception, giving glimpses of reality to the sincere seekers. And now we present Bhajagovindam.
Seekers of truth, the greatest obstacle in your path is delusion. Delusion destroys your intelligence and it forces you into a foolish relationship with the world outside. I will reveal to you the wretchedness of the deluded life and the emptiness of the values created by it. Follow me and I will show you the typical delusions under which man labors in this world. Do not waste your time, my dear disciples, in unprofitable pursuits of worldly possessions, ephemeral fame and passing joys. Worship Govinda and earn his grace.
Shankara Digvijayam Jagadguru Shankara Digvijayam Shankara Digvijayam Jagadguru Shankara Digvijayam ಶಂಕರ ದಿಗ್ವಿಜಯಂ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶಂಕರ ದಿಗ್ವಿಜಯಂ ಶಂಕರ ದಿಗ್ವಿಜಯಂ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶಂಕರ ದಿಗ್ವಿಜಯಂ
In the holy city of Varanasi, there lives a Sanskrit Pandit who spends his entire lifetime in pursuit of the knowledge on Sanskrit grammar called Dukrum Karani than worshipping the Lord Govinda. Shankara shows him the right path. Let us see what's happening there.
Abba, Paniniye Namaha, Paniniye Namaha. ಹರಿಶ್ರೀ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಹರಿಶ್ರೀ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ವಾಟ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಡೇ ವಾಟ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಡೇ ವಾಗ್ಯಕಾರಂ ವರರುಚಿಂ ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪಾಣಿನಿಂ ಸೂತ್ರಕಾರಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ ಲವ್ಲಿ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್ ಲವ್ಲಿ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಈಶಾವಾಸ್ಯಂ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್
ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ
ವೋಂಟ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಟುಡೇ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಏಕಾದಶಿ ಡೇ
ಬಹು ವಿಶೇಷ The study of Sanskrit language is my religion and these families are my gods. Today or any other day, I have no time at all to visit your temple. Go, go.
Govinda, Govinda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chichi. Ekadashi. ಅಥ ಡುಕೃಂಕರೇಣ ತೈತ್ರಿಲತ್ ಪರಸ್ಮೈ ಪದ ಧಾತು ವಿಚಾರ ಅಥ ಡುಕೃಂಕರಣೇ ಕರೋಮಿ ಕುರ್ವಹ ಕುರ್ಮಃ ಪಾಣಿನಿಯೇ ನಮಃ ಪಾಣಿನಿಯೇ ನಮಃ
ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್ is no doubt necessary but it is only a means to an end
oh holy man with due respect to you let me tell you one thing all the shastras and the puranas are based on this grammar alone
grammar can be useful to rightly understand the meaning of the shastras but To waste your life in the pursuit of this knowledge without worshipping the Supreme Lord Murari is foolish. When death comes to drag you away from life, the first prayer emanating from your lips should be,
Vaja Govindam Vaja Govindam Govindam Vaja Mudamate Vaja Govindam Vaja Govindam Vaja Govindam ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ
Those days, that was the status of studies. Children, now listen to what our Swami says about present day education.
Chaduvulanniyo chadivi chala vivekiyai marinita neerugadu mandamathudu enta chaduvu chadivi ee reethi unnanu నేను దవగుణంబు మానలేడు తరచి చదువ చదువ తర్కవాదమేగది పూర్ణ జ్ఞానంబు పుదు పొందలేడు చదువులన్నీ చదివి చావంగ నేటికి చావులేని చదువు చదువవలయు
మోడర్న్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ లీడ్స్ ఓన్లీ టు ఆర్గ్యుమెంటేషన్ నాట్ టు రియల్ విజ్డమ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూస్ ఆఫ్ అక్వైరింగ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ విచ్ కెన్ నాట్ లీడ్ యూ టు ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ అక్వైర్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ విల్ మేక్ యూ ఇమ్మార్టల్
వెరీ గుడ్ నవీన్ చిల్డ్రన్ Please note the contents and use it appropriately in our project. My dear Sai Prasad, do you remember what Swami said about pilgrimage?
Natapamsi natirthani natantrani japanapi సంసార సాగరోత్తరే సజ్జన సేవనం వినా సజ్జన సేవనం వినా
నో విజిట్ టు ఎనీ పిల్గ్రిమ్ సెంటర్ నో పెనన్స్ నో యోగిక్ ప్రాక్టీస్ విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ ఇన్ క్రాసింగ్ ఓవర్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ సంసార other than the service rendered to the noble. Now you see how this pilgrim surrenders to Adi Shankara.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. Ah, come, come, come. Put it here. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Hey, hey, gently, gently. Om Namah Shivaya. Now be off with you. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thakur Sahib. Thakur Sahib.
Eh, what's the matter now?
I'm a poor man. Have mercy on me, Sahib. Have mercy on me. Please give me a little more money. Or at least some old clothes. I have carried so much for such a long way.
You filthy knave! How dare you ask for more? Haven't I given you more than what you deserve? Get away. Now get away.
You misers!
Get away.
Hypocrites!
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. I am very tired today. Hari Om, Hari Om, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. Aha! Namaste, namaste.
Namaste, namaste. Please come.
Thakur Saab, this is my friend.
Namaste. Please sit down.
Thank you, Thakur Saab. Ganesh, this is Thakur Saab. He has just now come back from a religious tour to all the sacred places in our land.
To all the sacred places? Wonderful, wonderful. Thakurji, please tell us about your visits to the various temples. And let us have some prasadam also.
Well, my friend, well. In this long religious trip, we went to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Badrinath, Kedarnath, right up to the center of Himalayas. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. But wherever we went, by God's grace, we were very safe and comfortable.
That is very important, Thakur Saab. That is very important.
You know, we observed all the vratas ordained in our shastras and fulfilled all our vows. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. In all holy places, my dear friend.
Yes, Thakur Saab.
I gave away plenty of money and clothes to the poor people. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Incidentally, my dear friend.
Yes, Thakur Saab.
I bought all these vessels and things for whom? Om Namah Shivaya.
But Thakurji, I have a small doubt.
Please ask.
I have heard that when people go for these yatras.
Holy yatras.
Holy yatras. It seems they make some personal sacrifices. What personal sacrifice did our respected Thakur Saab make?
Sacrifice? You mean sacrifice?
Yes, Thakur Saab.
Yes, yes, yes. It was after much deliberation and introspection that I decided to give up eating bitter gourd.
Bitter gourd? But Thakur Saab, as far as I know, you never cared much for a bitter gourd.
That's besides the point, my friend. That's entirely besides the point. A sacrifice is a sacrifice, isn't it? Then be it bitter gourd or anything else. What do you say about
it? I think so.
Devoted householders like you go on yatras, observe vratas, perform charity in the hope that such acts will earn you great punya. Yes, it is of course true that these acts are useful ways of purifying and disciplining your minds to meditate on the Lord's. But it will be a great mistake to think that these acts by themselves are enough for spiritual growth. Pilgrimages that do not destroy attachment, desire, and self-importance are worthless and a waste of time. From such yatras, you gain nothing but a few patras. As you see in the case of these people, there can never be any shortcuts to mukti. Mukti cannot be attained by mechanically performing rituals, even if you perform it for 100 years. Life itself is a pilgrimage, and liberation its ultimate end. My dear Anandagiri,
Kuru te Ganga Sagara Gamanam, Kuru te Ganga Sagara Gamanam, Vrata Paripalanam Adavadanam, Jnana Vihina Sarvamatena, Jnana Vihina Sarvamatena, Muktim na bhajati janma shadena,
Hare Govindam, Hare
Is this what the poor old man deserves? For all that he had given to his kith and kin throughout his life? This was, is, and will perhaps be the way of this world. Does this then mean all the old and diseased will be forsaken forever?
Anybody home?
Bah, it's you again. How many times have I told you not to disturb at such odd hours? Haven't I given you a place outside the house? This old age is a real nuisance.
Are you all right?
What do you mean, all right? When I was young and earning a lot of money, things were so different. Everybody was there, everybody. Sons and daughters used to take care of me with lot of respect and love.
They're hardly aware of your existence today.
Yes, yes. They have now left me in front of my house to spend my days like a dog. Everyone has deserted me. I am all alone, all alone.
Don't worry. In this place, there are so many people who will come for help.
This is the way of the world. This, after all, is the way of the world.
O holy man, his kith and kin have deserted him. He has no place to go.
Yes, yes.
Do not give way to such grief. Your sons, your daughters, love and respect you as long as you're able to support them.
Yes.
Alas, their love is only confined to your wealth. The very nature of worldly bondage is such. You're old and not useful. Therefore, you're not wanted.
Yes.
But do not worry, for no soul can forever be banned, eternally bereft. Lord Govinda is alone our refuge. Chant his holy name and spend your last days in peace. Life is a play between two whistles, birth and death. Jivas are eternally caught up in this wheel of birth and death. The power of Maya throws a spell over their minds, and the Jivas become attached to worldly objects.
Revered Master, how then does one escape the cycle of birth and death?
The only way to escape from the cycle of birth and death is to surrender completely to the Supreme Lord Murari, who is the ocean of compassion.
Punarapi jananam, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam, nirsamsare bhut.
In this vicious cycle of birth and death, Swami says that one should treat truth as mother, knowledge as father, dharma as brother, compassion as friend, peace is the consort, and forbearance is the son. These six virtues are the real relations of man.
In Swami's words,
Satyam Mata. Pita Jnanam Dharmo Vrata Daya Sakha Shanti Patni Kshama Putra Sadate mama bandhava Sadate mama bandhava.
A cloud drifts along in all its majesty across the canopy of the blue sky, not realizing perhaps that it will only be a matter of moments before it disappears into nothingness. One such proud and wealthy cloud adorned the holy city. Money had given this rich man everything. Everything. Everything? Well, let us wait and see.
I am the monarch of all I survey. I can buy anything and everything in the world. I have gold, land, houses and money beyond the wildest dreams of avarice. I am the happiest man alive. I am young, I am rich, I can purchase all that I want. Money has given me the power over men.
Master, a holy man is here. Wealth by itself is harmless. It is only the desire for wealth that degrades man. You must renounce the thirst for this wealth.
Renounce? But why? Money is everything. Everything you can set your eyes upon. These beautiful gardens, those palatial mansions and the acres beyond. All that you see belongs to me.
I can see the sky. Oh, rich man, your wealth is like a water bubble, transient, ephemeral. Truly speaking, it is only virtue and character which are true wealth, for they last even after your death.
Maybe what you have said is true, but why can't I acquire wealth and property in my lifetime, huh? After all, it is this which makes life worth living.
Don't you know it is difficult to get a human birth? And having got one, why waste it in this mad pursuit of wealth?
A waste? You call it a waste? How can life be a waste in acquiring wealth? Don't you think money is everything? Money is life. Money is living. Money is everything.
Money. It is all useless money, brother. Useless money. What has all wealth given you, O rich man? Has your money helped you in performing acts of charity? Has even a penny inspired you to work selflessly? Or has it ever occurred to you, my dear brother, that with your money you could bring happiness and joy into the lives of so many of your fellow men?
No. No, certainly not. This can't be true. This can't be true. The food that we eat is because of money. The comforts, the luxuries that we enjoy is because of money.
The houses, the mansions that we live in is because of money, and even the temples of Varanasi were built by the same money. Answer me. Answer me, O holy man. I pray for an answer.
Money can buy you food, but can it buy you hunger? Money can buy you houses, mansions, but it can never buy you a home. Money can buy you luxuries, comforts, but can it buy you happiness and peace? Even if your money could purchase you all the temples, can you ever dream of buying the Lord?
I have no answer for this. I have no answer for this. Yes. Money. Money is not everything. Money is not everything.
Ma Guru Dhana Jana Yuvana Garpam Karati Nimesha Kala Sarvam. Ma Guru Dhana Jana Yuvana Garpam Karati Nimesha Kala Sarvam. Maya Mayamidam Akilam.
Children, man must realize that money comes and goes. It is only morality that comes and grows. But unfortunately, man believes that he is the master of his possessions. Alas, he is really possessed by it. He becomes a slave to greed, lust, and sensual pleasures. In this context, Swami in his own inimitable style says,
Asthiram jivanam loke, asthiram yavanam dhanam. Asthiram dara putradi, satyam kirti dvayam. Sthiram satyam kirti dvayam sthiram dharmam kirti dvayam sthiram.
Yes, life in the world is impermanent. So are youth and wealth. Wife and children are also not permanent. Only righteousness and good name are permanent.
Shankara Digvijayam Jagadguru Shankara Digvijayam. Shankara Digvijayam Jagadguru Shankara Digvijayam. Shankara Digvijayam Jagadguru Shankara Digvijayam.
It was the annual Vishwa Shrestha Panditottama Mahasammelan.
learned scholars had gathered there from all over the land. However, these intellectual giants could never see beyond their vain little selves. What they needed was a master who could awaken them to the highest truth. Who else but Shankara alone could achieve this?
Our president should be arriving any minute.
Yes. You know, but sometimes he's a bit late.
Namaste, namaste, namaste.
Let the proceedings start.
ശ്രേഷ്ഠ പണ്ഡിതോത്തമ മമ മഹാസമ്മേളനായ ആഗച്ഛന്തു ഭവന്തഃ ആഗച്ഛന്തു ഭോ ഭോ സർവശാസ്ത്ര പാരംഗതാ അനേക വിരുട ഭൂഷിത ശോഭിതാഃ ആഗച്ഛന്തു അപരിമിത വിഭൂതിസ്മിത രാജന്യ സേനാമുകുട മണിമയൂഖാക്രാന്ത പാദാരവിന്ദ സ്വാഗതം വിദ്വാംസർ ആഗച്ഛന്തു മധുരാപുരി ശിരോന്മയ ആഗച്ഛന്തു കലിംഗനഹര പണ്ഡിതവരാഗച്ഛന്തു കാമാക്ഷി ദീക്ഷിത കാഞ്ചി പഠന ശാസ്ത്രകോവിദാ ആഗച്ഛന്തു
Chakravarti, Prafulla Nath Chaturvedi of Mathura, have the greatest privilege and pleasure in welcoming you all to this learned conference of great scholars. We are here to discuss philosophy and metaphysics.
Metaphysics.
As we all belong to the most distinguished school of Varanasi, we know that we have no equals in either knowledge, scholarship, or erudition. We are the custodians of our ancient heritage of the scriptures, the epics, and the shastras.
Oh yes, right.
In fact, we are the guardians of our culture. We are. I am sure, my dear people, that you will agree with me when I say that Bharatiya Samskriti, yes, that glorious Bharatiya Samskriti, cannot survive without our help.
Yes.
And of course, now I take great pleasure in requesting these learned pundits to introduce themselves one by one.
Nyayan Vaisheshikau Purva Uttara Mimamsau Cha Charvakadi Darshanana Nittataha Koshalaka Mahendra മഹാകാന്താരക വ്യാഘ്രയാതി കൗസ്തുഭുവരക ധനഞ്ജയ പ്രഭു സർവദക്ഷിണാപദനു പതിവിർ കണ്ട പിണ്ടിര കണ്ടര കേയൂര സമസ്താഭരണൈ സംപൂജിത തർക്കഭൂഷണ വിരധാങ്കിത ഈശ്വര ശാസ്ത്രീനാമ ഉജ്ജയിനി രാജ്യസഭാ പണ്ഡിതോത്തമ അഹം ഭോ അഭിവാദയേ. ഐ I have defeated more than 300 pundits in debate so far.
Sangopam Rig Yajur Sam Atarvana Vedadhyayi Padagramajata Ghanapati Veda Shiromani Vallavadat Raham. Well, Vedic recitation has always been my fault. All the three heavens and seven worlds can be brought down before me due to the power of my Vedas. And I can even bring the various Vedic details to appear before me due to the power of my Vedic reciter.
How modest.
Ayam Yo Vedhadhyayanam Tathopanishadam Sangyascha Yogascha Samparangataha Kalingasya Vedanta Kesari Brahmashri Vishwavadani.
Writing commentary is my speciality, especially on the Upanishads. In this long life of mine, I would have written somewhere around 600 poems up to now.
Nishikavi Dartamat Gandharva Lalite Bhirita Shritasa Pratikut Tumbada Naradate Vidvatinopa Jivyar Kavikriye Vidpradishtita Kavirada Shattalankrita Prativadi Bhayankara Agnihotram Ishvara Jarmaham Kanchi Puravasi. What I do not know about Shastras is not worth knowing at all.
Excellent, my dear pundits, excellent. So, we begin our discussion today. The concept of delusion. Ah, hey, who is that intruder? Ah, look here, you deformed creature. You have come to the wrong place. We are a learned body. Do you hear? We are a learned body. We are busy. If you have come here for charity, I am sorry. I will have to turn you out of the hall.
Send him out, don't encourage
beggars. He looks like a fool. Laughing at us? What do you mean by laughing at us? You distorted imp.
Stop your derogatory laughter and remarks, you pompous pundits.
Pompous?
In spite of all your learning you claim to have, you have not developed equanimity. You are still guided by the external appearances. Your judgment is based on how a man looks and not on his intrinsic merit. I am Panchavakra of Varanasi.
Panchavakra of Varanasi. But we have not even heard of your name.
Remember, I am as great a scholar as any one of you. In fact, you all are perfect examples of puffed up intellectual pride and snobbery. If your minds are so taken up by the hide that covers my spirit, you are more cobblers than pundits. The hallmark of a learned man is equanimity. Panditaha Samadarshana.
What else should I do but laugh at you?
Oh, learned man! Do you know what this cobbler can do to you?
What's going on?
What's going
on? So many of them.
I know what is going on here. Don't let pride and passions blind your vision to this reality. Develop the vision to look beneath all externals and realize the Atman that pervades all. Son, kinsman, friend, an enemy. Children, how thrilling it is to see the drama. It portrays various wretchedness of delusion in man, leading to emptiness of values in life, endless unprofitable pursuits of worldly possession, ephemeral fame, transient pleasures, pride of intellectual snobbery, cycle of birth and death. Ultimately, Adi Shankaracharya shows all of them the path of reality in one's life. The only way, worship Govinda and earn his grace. Anna, thus Adi Shankaracharya as a beacon light takes all humanity to the ultimate Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, the universal unitary faith in atmic principle. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely you are. Our Swami, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba proclaims the oneness unitary faith in his famous verse.
Mrutpindamekam bahubandharupam suvarnamekam bahubhushanani gokshiramekam bahurenu jatah ekam para
pots are many, clay is one. Jewels are many, gold is one. Cows are many, milk is one. Likewise, beings are many, but the Atmic principle is one.
There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one God. He is omnipresent.
This is how Swami has simplified the highest philosophy in the simplest language.
Very simple to understand the philosophy behind our project work. In fact, practical too in our daily life.
Practical, not because they are just simple, but because Swami practiced what he preached and inspired the entire humanity to follow his footsteps of love in action.
Marvelous! Please tell us more about his mission as a part of our project work.
He is the living divinity of 21st century. And you know, his teachings are very practical. His mission is spread across health care, educare and socio care. When we see the plight of education all around, it is only Sri Satya Sai institutions that provide free education right from KG to PG on character building and human excellence. When a basic necessity like water and health care became a luxury, it is the Sri Satya Sai drinking water project and the super speciality hospitals that came as a boon from the compassionate Lord Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, entirely free of cost to the humanity. He says, everyone should follow the five principles of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa to live happily here and hereafter. For that, he says, one must have love for God, fear of sin and morality in society.
Anna, we understand that the solution to all problems lie in reposing one's faith on Guru's lotus feet. From now on, our only goal is to meditate upon Manasa Vajare and to surrender at Guru Charanam and cross the ocean of life safely.
Manasa Vajare Guru Charanam. Manasa Vajare Guru Charanam.
Anna, we now understood the importance of Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam as reflected in Adi Shankara's Bhajagovindam. Anna, when are we going to discuss about the other two of the triune theme, Buddha and Janaka?
Bhajagovindam episode is a part of the supreme clarion call of our Swami, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Other two we will take up later.
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम विस्तर ब्रह्म सागर चरणम मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम विस्तर ब्रह्म सागर चरणम भजरे गुरु चरणम सुंदर भव सागर चरणम ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः Baba, Om Namo Baba.
Na 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 గోపాల హే నందలాలా
గోవింద గోపాల హే నందలాలా
గోవింద గోపాల హే నందలాలా
గోవింద గోపాల హే నందలాలా
రాధే గోపాల గోపీ గోపాల
రాధే గోపాల
Radhe Gopala, Gopi Gopala.
Radhe Gopala, Gopi Gopala.
Meera ke naath Prabhu Murali 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 Gopala.
Govardhano dar Gopal bala.
ప్రశాంతి నిలయ దేవా
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ స్వరూప ప్రశాంతి నిలయ దేవా
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ స్వరూప ప్రశాంతి నిలయ దేవా బాబా
ప్రశాంతి నిలయ దేవా
Jagadish
Swami Satya Sai Hare Vasajana Samrashana Vasajana Samrashana Vasi Maheshara Om Jai Jagadisha Hare Sati Vadana Sikara Sarva Pyanapate Swami Sarva Pyanapate Ashrita Kalpadajika Ashrita Kalpadajika Abhagvandava Om Jai Jagadisha Hare Mata Pita Guru Deva
Sai Baba Ji Ki.